It's Here and Now, and take a listen to this. That is Bloom by the group Gypsy and the Cat. They are from Australia, like a lot of groups that have been catching the ear of our next guest. He is Travis Holcomb, a DJ on KCRW Public Radio in Southern California. And Travis, great to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, tell us why the focus on Australia.
Well, I mean, I guess there's always been a lot of great acts coming out of Australia, whether it's AC/DC, INXS, Radio Birdman. I guess you could say the Bee Gees are Australian. But I feel like in the last 10 years, there's been just an explosion of really great indie acts coming out of Australia, maybe starting with Cut Copy, you know, going
into
Tame Impala. They are from Australia,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Tame Impala, Empire of the Sun. And I guess if there's like a common thread through all these bands, they really are into synthesizers and they're indebted to this 1960s psychedelic rock, which is sort of in two things that I'm super into. So,
well, you've told us about a song called Come Save Me by a group called Jaguar Ma. Let's take a listen to that. So tell us about this band.
Well, they're a duo from Sydney, Australia, and they came onto my radar a couple years ago, and they just put out an excellent new album called Howlin', which I highly recommend to anybody listening. It's sort of like a modern electronic-y take on 1960s psychedelic rock and bubblegum pop.
Okay, that's The Throw by Jaguar Ma off their new album. And let's compare that now to the group Lord and this song, Royals. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. Royals. Now, this is actually not from Australia, right, Travis? This is from New Zealand.
That is correct. So we're going to expand our definition of Australia to include the country of New Zealand. This is one of my favorite musical discoveries of 2013 so far. She's a 16-year-old New Zealander from Auckland, and she's put out two EPs, one of which, The Love Club, is definitely one of my favorite releases of the year.
What do you like so much about it?
I mean, I'm from Atlanta, where bass is sort of king. And the beats are very simple, but they're very bass heavy. And plus, she's just got very pop vocals that just sort of, they're kind of like earwormy and stick in your brain after you hear it the first time. She's got kind of like a smoky delivery that's also very catchy. And the cherry on top is she writes her own lyrics.
And it's a lot poppier than what you've been playing for us so far.
Yeah, it is. This totally caught my ear, and I've been loving it. And we've been getting a great reaction from our audience whenever we play it on the air.
All right, well, let's talk about another song that you brought us. This is from the band that brought us Walking on a Dream. It's called Empire of the Sun. A few years back, they brought Walking on a Dream. That did very well in Australia and in the UK. It was pretty big. Let's take a listen to that. Okay, so that was then. Now this is something new they've come out with. It's called I'll Be Around. Let's listen. So made up my mind, I'll be around for a while. You can bet on your life, I'll be around for a while. I was going to say the first one sounded almost like something Phoenix would have done, but the second one doesn't at all.
Right, they kind of they just came out with a new album, Ice on the Dune, and it seems like maybe they're feeling a bit more free to explore different sounds and widen the parameter of what Empire of the Sun is. And with this new release, the song that we just heard was I'll Be Around, which is more of a laid-back kind of drinking your pina colada around the pool kind of vibe. And I think there's probably just a few more peaks and valleys on this new album.
All right. So we've heard a lot of different music that you found here, Travis. And I have to ask you, as somebody who is so impressed by people at KCRW, by you, who are able to find all of these incredible and different and eclectic songs all the time, how do you find this stuff?
It's countless hours of sifting through bad music, going through lots of different SoundCloud accounts and just streaming lots of music and just trying to find the diamond in the rough, I guess.
It's not CDs anymore. You're actually doing it all online.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's in my case, I'm able to consume a lot more music if I'm just able to stream it with a click.
Well, have you given any thought to why there is so much interesting music coming from Australia right now?
There's probably a couple factors. I mean, Modular Records is based out of Australia, as is Future Classic Records, and that's the home of Tame Impala, Cut Copy, and I believe they do Empire of the Sun within Australia. And they also have a really great radio station there, Triple J. And you might be, you know, there's a chicken and egg argument to be made whether the bands spawn this great label and radio station, or if it's vice versa. Like if the You might also be able to say that the labels in the radio station are fostering the talent and keeping it there to germinate and sort of grow, whereas maybe in the past those kind of groups would move to Los Angeles or move to London and maybe adopt some of the sounds of those places rather than sort of build their own scene within Australia.
Would you say Australia is the music hub right now?
It is one of the music hubs. I would put Los Angeles in there as well. I might be a little biased, but Los Angeles, New York, London. I mean, plus there's just all kinds of weird little scenes all around the country. I mean, I don't mean to exclude anybody because every state and every city has great bands, but there is sort of a unified sound coming from Australia, which is why I would maybe group all these groups in as a scene. I mean, they're all very indebted to 1960s psychedelic rock, whether it's the way that they record the guitars and the heavy reverb on the vocals, or just their love of synthesizers, which I think is something that runs through most of the groups and the other groups that have broken through in the past, like Cut Copy and Tame Impala.
They're at the forefront of time zones and apparently the forefront of the music scene as well.
Exactly.
Travis Holcomb is a DJ on KCRW Public Radio in Santa Monica, California. Travis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Leaving you here with music from Australia's Tame Impala, this is Feels Like We're Only Going Backwards. And this is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And keeping the seat warm for Robin Young, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.